You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Thanks for listening to this 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for February 11th, 2009. I'm Chip, and today I'm talking about the Doctor Who The Forgotten miniseries that just completed publication from IDW, will be collected in a trade paperback in April, and will hopefully make its way to the UK at some point. Writer Tony Lee's story begins with the Doctor rising from unconsciousness in a mysterious space museum surrounded by artifacts and villains from all 9 of his previous incarnations. A mysterious figure throws a switch, and all of a sudden, he's lost all of his memories of his past selves. It's up to Martha Jones to help him recover those memories, one flashback story at a time. This is a good story overall for longtime fans and for those fans just curious about the history of the Doctor. Although with brief vignettes for each Doctor and his companions, you get a superficial view of them. The second Doctor says, "When I say run, run," for example. New fans may get a little lost at the end with all of the cameos. Art-wise, Pia Guerra was solicited as the artist for all 6 issues, but due to personal circumstances detailed at her blog at hellkitty.com, she wasn't able to finish out the whole run, and it's a real shame. Her art was much stronger than the fill-in artists. Those flaws aside, this is a good comic series. It's a good love letter to old fans and to the history of the entire show. And you have to love a comic series where the Doctor asks, what kind of idiot would carry explosives around in a rucksack? I don't think that new fans should have to become experts in the old show to be proper Doctor Who fans. But this comic is possibly the best introduction and illustration that there is a wonderful history to the Doctor. And maybe just knowing that that history is there is enough. It's just a shame that it's so hard to get this comic series in the UK. And that's the 2-Minute Time Lord for February 11th, 2009. I'll be back in a few days with my thoughts on exactly what Russell T. Davies needs to do when he writes David Tennant's regeneration scene. Presumptuous? Moi?